Hello, this is Angela, and you're listening to Springs of Zion. Boy, it's April 18th already. Wow. A few weeks ago, we began our wilderness journey on Mount Sinai, and ever since I keep getting a picture of this quilt, the Spirit led me to look at quilts. And oh, how I love fabric. You know, I am a crafter, and I like all types of crafting materials, paper, pens, tiles, fabric. And as I was thinking about the quilt, the Spirit said, take a closer look at your tapestry. This is what God sees from His perspective. He sees a masterpiece. Our individual tapestry may look different from what we imagine, but God, the masterful dreamer weaver, does not make mistakes with anyone's life and destiny. It may be too amazing for the heart or mind even to grasp, but you started in the imagination of God. He already dreamed about you. Your tapestry is the divine journey that you're living right now. We are given a wonderful reminder in Ephesians, for we are His handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for the good works that God has prepared in advance, that we should live in them. Ephesians 2:10. So being God's handiwork is a blessing, but also good work in and through Him, which He has planned for us. Let's think about the difference between the front and the back of a woven tapestry. I don't know if you've ever looked at one. The front is the most beautiful art. In the hands of a skilled weaver, it displays incredible artistry and fine detail. In fact, the world's best art museums collect these huge tapestries and display them because they're such an example of rare and beautiful form of art. The back, though, if you've ever flipped it over, is a mess. It's made by weaving together all the different colors, and the images and designs are created and interplayed between the different colors and textures. It looks terrible, right? But what's clear on the front is opaque on the back. The back shows something of the image, but it looks more like a child's attempt rather than a master. It's not smooth like the front of the woven fabric, but covered in knots and loose ends and lacks clarity and detail. We're meant to see and admire the front of the tapestry, not the back. And we read this in Romans 8:28, that God promises to use every single event in our lives to bring about good. The metaphor serves as an effective illustration for how we get to see only the underside of all God's weaving together while we cling to the promises that we someday will hope to see the upper side and marvel at what God's doing all these years of our lives. But let's take a look at another equally important illustration. The eye of the needle to make this tapestry takes one thread. This is the part that's really interesting. Each thread slides through the needle's eye. It takes a place in a picture slowly and patiently to reveal yet a larger picture, which relates to subjects only the artist knows. Our artist is God, right? Over and over, this horizontal needle is threaded into this panel and woven and pulled out until it becomes this beautiful, intricate design. Our Creator, the Great Weaver, displays His workmanship in such brilliant colors, each one to display a tapestry of His Son, Jesus. I've always loved the metaphor that God was a skillful artist, and our lives are His tapestry, for His work is woven. And we read about it in Colossians 2, verse 2. I want you woven into a tapestry of love, in touch with everything there is to know of God. Then you will have minds confident and at rest, focused on Christ, God's great mystery. All the richest treasures of wisdom and knowledge are embedded in that mystery and nowhere else. And we've been shown the mystery. I'm telling you this because I want you to know anyone leading you off to some wild goose chase is not a mystery. God has the secrets. I love that in Colossians 2. Our delicate and delicate threads woven to form a beautiful journey to become God's quilt. This is what our wilderness journey is about. Every design is made of our faith and the scriptures that lead us. Every thread slides through that needle's eye, woven to take its place to reveal the picture, pure picture of God's love. I am contending for you that your hearts will be wrapped in the comfort of heaven and woven together in love's fabric. This will give you access to all the riches of God as you experience the revelation of God's great mystery, Christ. Colossians 2:2. Up close, the colors may seem to clash, but they're just jarring memories of threads filled with pain and wounding that only God's grace can meet. He brings a mix of his green and his purple that complement each other, and these threads are tightened and strengthened to become his beautiful woven tapestry. If we zoom in and we see the full context of God's tapestry and the Spirit's anointing has been weaving the incorruptible threads within our soul, each guided step, one thread at a time, with no control of what's being threaded and what will come next to form God's beautiful pattern in our life. Similar to a single design of scripture, a thread can seem out of place or clash until we meditate on it and really focus and sit on the meaning of it. The Father, to reveal his intentions, is to be sown into our hearts. Sadly, unless we walk in the Spirit, we usually only see the backside of this tapestry. When we experience hard times in life, we rarely recognize the value. We might even beg God to pull some of these loose threads. God knows that doing so might unravel the masterpiece that he's building in our life. He's planned on the other side. We must learn to trust God. We need to stop and recognize that our knots and loose ends, yes, I said the bad ones, form us into who we are. Each thread makes a beautiful pattern out of the wine side to deliver a beautiful landscape of one's inside. Can you see your wilderness is like a giant tapestry? Maybe miles and miles high, miles wide, miles and miles deep, multidimensional. But what's more amazing is that it's ever-changing, and it's personal to each one of us. Your wilderness is a complex weaving from the heart of Jesus to form your destiny. God's desire to awaken your heart to new adventures that we are fully alive in him. A royal children of the dream weaver. Our Father, we belong to a different kingdom, and this one is wild and free. There's something about living in the Spirit that is truest kind of living, you guys. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall see dreams. Acts 2:17. I believe you're ready to receive a fresh revelation about the wilderness process. And let God dance through your woven tapestry. This is God's love within our heart. We have a thirst for God. We begin by crying out to God, come, God, come, awaken me. And then he miraculously begins to mold us, right? That's all those clay vessel scriptures. Once we do this, our woven tapestry becomes alive. There's one dream we all share, though we may not always be aware of it. It's a dream that speaks of the longing, an intimate relationship with Jesus, our bridegroom and king. Let's turn our hearts now to discover what it means to love God and his son Jesus and to be loved by God. If we look at the colors of his dwelling place, they all point to Jesus, the Messiah. Each one foreshadows the glory of Christ and our finely spun linen to embroider the threads of blue, scarlet, and purple. The fine white linen symbolizes purity, holiness, and righteousness of our Savior. These threads are woven gold into our priestly garments. The golden threads symbolize the divinity of Christ. Jesus, our Savior, is the golden thread that weaves all scriptures together. He is the love that God weaves into the tapestry of our lives. I just love this so much. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Ecclesiastes 3:11. So you see, think about your tapestry. Think about how God is weaving. Let the Holy Spirit reveal tonight or today the tapestry, the path that you're on. God's loving, watchful care over your life is eternal. He's invested sacred blood, the life of His Son, for each one of us. He will never disappoint those who trust Him. His ways are good and perfect. All we have to do is follow Him. I hope this word encourages you today, and I just pray a blessing over you and over this weekend that's coming up. And I thank God for His revelation and His word and His Holy Spirit. And we thank You, God, for Your Son, Jesus. We love You, Father. Take care. Bye-bye.